I'm Dan Hughes in the Old Time Radio Corner. The Communications Act of 1934 created the FCC and was the controlling law of broadcasting until it was superseded by the Telecommunications Act of 1996. One basic rule of the 1934 Act was that one of the primary functions of a commercial radio station was to serve the public interest. To meet that requirement, radio networks offered shows that were meant to educate as well as to entertain. One of the most successful of these shows was the CBS experimental program, The Columbia Workshop. It ran from 1936 to 1947 with a 3-year break during World War II. It was created by a radio engineer named Irving Rice. As Rice explained in the very first show of the series, and I quote, "The Columbia Workshop dedicates itself to the purposes of familiarizing you with the story behind radio, both in broadcasting as well as in aviation, shipping, communication, and pathology, and to experiment in new techniques with the hope of discovering or evolving new and better forms of radio presentation, with a special emphasis on radio drama, to encourage and present the work of new writers and artists who may have fresh and vital ideas to contribute." The Columbia Workshop did a lot of strange things. In one episode, it followed a couple as they walked down Broadway one night. Another episode demonstrated how different kinds of microphones sounded, and another demonstrated sound effects. Orson Welles did Hamlet and Macbeth on the Columbia Workshop. Edgar Allan Poe's poetry was featured on one episode, and another episode demonstrated how music can enhance dramatic works. But the most famous episode of the Columbia Workshop was an original radio play written by poet Archibald MacLeish. To quote CBS owner William S. Paley, "We had a CBS experimental theater of the air called the Columbia Workshop, which pioneered all kinds of special sound effects and other dramatic techniques. In 1937, it put on a poetic drama by Archibald MacLeish called The Fall of the City, featuring a 22-year-old actor with an unforgettably expressive voice. The play was a sensation, which helped point the way to what radio could achieve. It also made the actor, Orson Welles, an overnight star. The play also featured actor Burgess Meredith and a cast of over 200 extras. They couldn't get that many people into a studio, so they recorded the show in a military armory in Manhattan." The program opened the eyes of the public to a potential of radio they had not seen before. Time magazine said, "The Fall of the City proved to most listeners that the radio, which conveys only sound, is science's gift to poetry and poetic drama. For in the hands of a master, a $10 receiving set can become a living theater." Here now is the Columbia Workshop broadcast of The Fall of the City, which first aired on the CBS radio network on April 11, 1937.
The Columbia Workshop presents The Fall of the City by Archibald MacLeish. Ladies and gentlemen, this broadcast comes to you from the city. The world has watched with wonder for 3 days, not for the common occasions of brutal crime or the usual violence of one sort or another, or coronations of kings or popular festivals. No, but for stranger and disturbing reasons, the resurrection from death in the tomb of a dead woman. Each day for 3 days there has come to the door of her tomb at noon a woman buried. The terror that stands at the shoulder of our time touches the cheek with this. The flesh winces. There have been other omens in other cities, but never of this sort and never so credible. In a time like ours, seemings and portents signify. Ours is a generation when dogs howl and the skin crawls on the skull with its beast foreboding. All men now alive with us have feared. We have smelled the wind in the street that changes weather. We have seen the familiar room grow unfamiliar, the order of numbers alter, the expectation cheat the expectant eye. The appearance defaults with us. Here in this city, the wall of the time cracks. We take you now to the great square of this city. We are here on the central plaza. We are well off to the eastward edge. There's a kind of terrace over the crowd here. It is precisely 12:04. The crowd is enormous. There might be 10,000. There might be more. The whole square is faces.
opposite over the roofs of the mountains. It's quite clear. There are birds circling. We think they are kites by the look. They're very high. The tomb is off to the right somewhere. We can't see for the great crowd. Close to us here are the cabinet ministers. They stand on a raised platform with awnings. The farmers' wives are squatting on the stones. Their children have fallen asleep on their shoulders. The heat is harsh. The light dazzles like metal. It dazes the air as the clang of a gong does. It is 1 minute to 12 now. There is still no sign. They are still waiting. No one doubts that she will come. No one doubts that she will speak, too. 3 times she has not spoken. Now it is 12. Now they are rising. Now the whole plaza is rising. Fathers are lifting their small children. The bloom fans on the platform are motionless. There's no sound but the shuffle of shoe leather. Now even the shoes are still. We can hear the hawks. It is as quiet as that now. It is strange to see such throngs so silent. Nothing yet. Nothing has happened. Wait. There's a stir here to the right of us. They're turning their heads. The crowd turns. The cabinet ministers lean from their balcony. There's no sound, only the turning.
First the waters rose with no wind.
Listen. That is she. She's speaking.
Then the stones of the temple kindled without flame or tinder of maize leaves.
They see her beyond us. The crowd sees her.
Then there were cries in the night haze, words in a once heard tongue, the air rustling above us as at dawn with herons. Now it is I who must bring fear, I who am 4 days dead, the tears still unshed for me, all of them. I for whom a child still calls at nightfall. Death is young in me to fear. My dress is kept still in the press in my bedchamber. No one has broken the dish of the dead woman. Nevertheless, I must speak painfully. I am to stand here in the sun and speak. The city of masterless men will take a master. There will be shouting men, blood after. Do not ask what it means. I do not know. Only sorrow and no hope for it.
She is gone. No, they are still looking.
It is hard to return from the time past. I have come in the dream. We must learn to dream where the crumbling of time, like the ash from a burnt string, has stopped for me. For you, the thread still burns. You take the feathery ash upon your fingers. You bring yourselves from the time past as it pleases you. It is hard to return to the old nearness. Harder to go again.
She is gone. We know because the crowd is closing. All we can see is the crowd closing. We hear the releasing of held breath, the weight shifting, the lifting of shoe leather. The stillness is broken as surface of water is broken. The sound circling from in outward. Small wonder they feel fear. Before the murders of the famous kings, before imperial cities burned and fell, the dead were said to show themselves and speak. When dead men came, disaster came. Presentiments that let the living on their beds sleep on woke dead men out of death and gave them voices.
Masterless men, when shall it be?
Masterless men will take a master.
What has she said to us?
When shall it be? Masterless men will take a master. Blood after.
What has she said to us?
Blood after!
They are milling around us like cattle that smell death. The whole square is swirling and turning and shouting. One of the ministers raises his arms on the platform. No one is listening. Now they are sounding drums, trying to quiet them like this. No, no, something is happening. There in the far corner. A runner, a messenger, staggering. People are seeing him. People are calling. He comes to the crowd. They are quieter. Only those on the far edge are still shouting. Listen. He's here by the ministers now. He is speaking.
There has come the conqueror. I am to tell you. I've raced over sea land. I've run over cane land. I've climbed over corn land. It was laid on my shoulders, by Shall and by Shant, that standing by day and staying by night were not for my lot till I came to the sight of you. Now I have come. Be warned of this conqueror. This one is dangerous. Word has outawed him. East over Sea Cross has all taken every country. No men are free there. Ears overhear them. Their words are their murderers. Judged before judgment, tried after trial, they die as do animals. Offer their throats as a goat to a slaughterer. Terror has taught them this. Now he is here. I tell you, beware of him. All doors are dangerous. The warders of wealth will admit him by stealth. The lovers of men will invite him as friend. The drinkers of blood will drum in him suddenly, hope will unlatch to him, hopelessness open. I say, and say truly, to all men in honesty, such is this conqueror. Shame is his people. Liquors of spittle. Their lives are unspeakable. They're dying indecent. Wait, I have said to you.
They are leading him out. His legs give. Now he is gone in the crowd. They are silent. No one has spoken since his speaking. They stand so, circling the governors. No one has spoken or called out. There is no stir at all, nor movement. Even the farthest have stood patiently. They wait, trusting the old men. They wait faithfully, trusting the answer. Now the huddle on the platform opens. A minister turns to them, raising his two arms.
Freemen of this nation, the persuasion of your wills against your wisdom is not dreamed of. We offer themes for your consideration. What is the surest defender of liberty? Is it not liberty? A free people resists by freedom. It's not locks, not blockhouses. The future is a mirror while the past marches to meet itself. Go armed towards arms, peaceful towards peace. Free and with music towards freedom. But face tomorrow with knives, and tomorrow's a knife blade. Murder your foe, and your foe will be murder. Even your friends suspected of false speaking. Hands on the door at night and the floorboards squeaking. Those who win by the spear are the spear-toters. And what do they win? Spears. What else is there? If their hands let go, they have nothing to hold by. They are no more free than a paralytic propped against a tree is. With the armored man, the arm is upheld by the weapon. The man is worn by the knife.
I wish you could all see this as we do. The whole plaza full of these people, their colorful garments, the harsh sunlight, the water cellar swinging enormous gourds, the orator there on the stone platform, the temple behind him, the high pyramid, the hawks overhead in the sky, teetering slow to the windward, swift to the downwind, the houses blind with the blank sun on them.
Once depend on iron for your freedom, and your freedom's iron. Once overcome your resistors with force, and your force will resist you. You will never be free of force. Never of arms unarmed will the father return home. The lover to her loved, the mature man to his fruit orchard, walking at peace in that beauty, the years of his trees to assure him. Force is a greater enemy than this conqueror. It's a treacherous weapon. But nevertheless, my friends, there is a weapon. Weakness conquers. Against chainlessness, who breaks? Against walllessness, who vaults? Against forcelessness, who forces? Against the feather of the thistle is blunted sharpest metal. No edge cuts seed fluff. And this conqueror, unresisted, will conquer no longer. A posturer, beating his blows upon verdicts, shifting his guard against shadows, snickers will sound among road menders, titters be stifled by laundresses, coarse guffaws among chambermaids, and reddened with rage, he will roar. He will sweat in his uniform foolishly. He will disappear. No one hear of him. For there is a weapon, my friend. Reason and truth are that weapon. So let this conqueror come. Show him no hindrance. Suffer his flag and his drum. Words win.
There's the shout now. He's done. He's climbing down. A great speech. They're all smiling and pressing around him. The women are squatting in full sunlight. They're opening packages. Bread, we'd say from the look. Yes, bread. Bread wrapped between corn leaves. They're squatting to eat. They're quite contented and happy. Women are calling their men from the sunny stones. There are flutes sounding away off. We can't see for the shifting and moving. Yes, there are flutes in the cool shadow. Children are dancing in intricate figures. Even a few old men are dancing. You'd say they'd never feared to see them dancing. That's odd. The music has stopped. There's something. It's a man there on the far side. He's pointing. He seems to be pointing back through the farthest street. The people are twisting and rising, bread in their fists. We can't see what it is. Wait. It's a messenger. It must be a messenger. Yes, it's a message. Another. Here he is at the turn of the street, trotting, his neck back at the nape. He looks tired. He winds through the crowd with his mouth open, laboring. The people are offering water. He pushes away from them. Now he has come to the stone steps, to the ministers. Stand by. We're in. Listen. He's leaning on the stone. He's speaking.
Let us come to conquer. I am to tell you. I have run over Kornland. I have climbed over Kornland. I have crossed over mountains. It was laid on my shoulders by Shell and by Shant, that standing by day and staying by night were not for my lot till I came to the sight of you. Now I have come. I bear word. Beware of this conqueror. The fame of his story, like flame in the winter grass, widens before him. Beached on our shore with the dawn over shoulder, the lawns were still cold when he came to the sheep meadows. Sun could not keep with him, so was he forward. Fame is his sword. No man opposing him still grows his glory. He needs neither foeman nor thick set of blows to gather his victories, nor a foe's match to earn him his battles. He brings his own enemy. He baggages with him his closet antagonist, his private opposer. He's setting him up at every road corner, a figure of horror, with blood for his color, fist for his hand, reek where he stands, hate for his heat, sneers for his mouth, clouts for his clothes, oaths if he speak, and he's knocking him down in every town square till hair's on his blade and blood's all about like dust in a drought. And the people are shouting, flowers him flinging, music him singing, and bringing him gold, and holding his heels, and feeling his thighs till their eyes start and their hearts swell. And they're telling his praises like lays of the heroes and chiefs of antiquity. Such are his victories. So does he come. So he approaches. No man to conquer, yet as a conqueror marches he forward. Stands on your mountains, soon to descend on you.
That touched them. That frightened them. Some of them point to the East Hills. Some of them mock at the ministers. Freedom. Freedom for what? To die in a rat trap? They're frantic with anger and plain fear. They're sold out, they say. You can hear them. Down with the government. Down with the orators. Down with the liberal, learned minds. Down with the mouths and the loose tongues in them. Down with the lazy lot. They've sold us. We're sold out. Talking is done for us. They're boiling around us like mullet that smells sharp. We can't move for the mouth. They're crazy with terror. A voice over the crowd somewhere. They hear it. They're quieting down. It's the priests. We see them now. It's the priests on the pyramid. There might be 10 of them, black with their hair tangled, the smoke of their fires flat in the quick wind. They stand in the thick of the smoke by the stone of the victims. Their knives catch in the steep sun.
Stand your guard, remember.
They're shouting. Listen.
Let the world be saved by surrendering the world. Not otherwise shall it be saved.
Stand your guard, remember.
Let evil be overcome by the coming over of evil. Your heart shall be elsewhere.
Stand your guard, remember.
Turn to your God. The conqueror cannot take you.
Stand your guard.
The narrow dark will keep you.
Stand your guard.
In God's house is no breaking.
Stand your guard.
In God's silence is sleep is.
Lay up your will with God.
Stones cannot steal you.
Lay up your mind with God.
Blade cannot blind you.
Lay up your heart with God.
Danger departs from you.
It's a wonderful thing to see this crowd responding. Even the simplest citizens feel the emotion. There's hardly a sound now in the square. It's wonderful, really impressive. The priest there on the pyramid, the smoke blowing, the bright sun, the faces.
In the day of confusion of reason, when all is delusion, in the day of tyrants of tongues, when the truth is for hire, in the day of deceit, when ends meet.
Turn your God.
In the day of divisions of nation, when hope is derision, in the day of the supping of hate, when the soul is corrupted, in the day of despair, when the heart's bare.
Turn your God.
A kind of dance is beginning. A serpent of people, a current of people, coiling and curling through people. A circling of people through people, like water through water.
Out of the stir of the sun, out of the shout of the thunder, out of the hush of the stars, withdraw the heart.
A very young girl is leading them. They've torn the shawl from her bare breast. They are giving her flowers. Her mouth laughs. Her eyes are not laughing. She's coming. The drum is pound. The crowd shrieks. She's reaching the temple. She's climbing it. Others are following. 5, 10, hundreds are following. Crowding the stairway. She's almost there. The crowd is falling. She looks back. The priests are surrounding her. Wait, something has happened. One of the ministers, one of the oldest, the general, the one in the feathered coat, he's driving them down with a stamp of a banner. He's climbed after them, driving them down. They're shouting and yelling enough that they're going.
Men.
He's telling them off, too.
Oh, men.
You can hear
listen.
Him.
Men! Oh, men, listen! Fist your neck on your neck bone. The knife will wait in the pit for you. There is a time for everything. Time to be thinking of heaven. Time of your own skin. Half your eyes to the windward. Do you see smoke on those mountains? The smoke is the smoke of towns. And who makes it? The conqueror. And where will he march now? Onward! The heel of the future descend on you.
He has them now. Even the priests have seen it. They're all looking away here to the east. There's smoke, too, filling the valleys like thunderheads.
You are foolish, old men. You ought to be flogged for your foolishness. Your grandfathers died to be free. And you juggle with freedom. Do you think you're free by a law like the falling of apples in autumn? You thought you were safe in your liberties. You thought you could always quibble. You can't. You take my word for it. Freedom's the rarest bird. You risk your neck to snare it. It's gone while your eyeballs stare. Those who'd lodge with a tyrant, thinking to feed at his fire and leave him again when they're fed, are plain fools, or were bred to it. Brood of the servile races, born with a hangdog face.
They're all there pointing and pushing together. The women are shouldering baskets, bread, children. They smell smoke in the air. They smell terror.
Children and doing the strong man's will. The free will fight for their freedom. They're free men first. They feed meager or fat, but as free men, everything else comes after. Cool.
The sun is yellow with smoke. The town's burning. The war's at the broken bridge.
You, are you free? Will you fight? There are still itches for fighting. There is still an itch in the streets. You can stand on the stairs and meet him. You can hold in the dark of a hall. You can die. Or your children can cry.
They won't listen. They're shouting and screaming and running. The square is full of deserters with more coming. Every street from the bridge is full of deserters. They're rolling in with the smoke blowing behind them. The plaza's choked with the smoke and the struggling of stragglers. They're climbing the platforms, driving the minister, shouiting. One speaks and another.
The city is doomed! There's no holding it! Let the conqueror have it! It's his!
The age is his! It's his century!
He's one man! We are but thousands!
Who can defend us from one man?
They're throwing their arms away. Their bows are in bonfires. The plaza is littered with torn plumes. Spear handles.
Masterless men! Masterless men must take a master!
Order must master us!
Freedom for fools! Force is the president! Freedom has eaten our strength and corrupted our virtue!
Men must be ruled!
Fools must be mastered!
Rigor and fast will restore us our dignity!
Chains will be liberty!
The last defenders are coming. They whirl from the streets like wild leaves on a wind. The square scatters them. Now they are fewer. 10 together are 5. They come with their heads turned, their eyes back. Now there are none. The street's empty, in shadow. The crowd is retreating, watching the empty street. The shouts die. The voices are silent. They're watching. They stand in the slant of the sunlight, silent and watching. The silence after the drums echoes the drumbeat. Now there's a sound. They see him. They must see him. They're shading their eyes from the sun. There's a rustle of whispering. We can't see for the glare of it. Yes? Yes? He's there in the end of the street, in the shadow. We see him. He looks huge, a head taller than anyone, broad as a brass door. A hard hero, heavy of heel on the brick, clanking with metal, the helm closed on his head, the eye holes hollow. He's coming. He's clear of the shadow. The sun takes him. They cover their faces with fingers. They cower before him. They fall. They sprawl on the stone. He's alone where he's walking. He marches with rattle of metal. He tramples his shadow. He mounts by the pyramid, stamps on the stairway, turns. His arm rises. His visor is opening. There's no one. There's no one at all. No one. The helmet is hollow. The metal is empty. The armor is empty. I tell you, there's no one at all there. There's only the metal, the barrel of metal, the bundle of armor. It's empty. They don't see. They lie on the pavement. They lie in the burnt spears, the ashes of arrows. They lie there. They don't see or they won't see. They are silent. The people invent their oppressors. They wish to believe in them. They wish to be free of their freedom, released from their liberty. The long labor of liberty ended. They lie there. Look, it's his arm. It is rising. His arm's rising. They're watching his arm as it rises. They stir. They cry. They cry out. They are shouting. They are shouting with happiness. Listen. They're shouting like troops in a victory. Listen. The city of masterless men has found a master. You'd say it was they were the conquerors. They that had conquered. The city is fallen.
From April 11, 1937, the Columbia Workshop and the Fall of the City. If there are old-time radio programs you remember and would like to hear again, drop me a line at Dan, D-A-N, at radiofun.info. Thanks for listening. In the Old Time Radio Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.